We've got a big event coming up Friday at 10 o'clock, Roger, out at the Schulberg Rec area, the grand opening, the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new dog park. Can you tell us about the festivities that are going on there Friday?
Yes, Rick. I really appreciate you the opportunity to share this with the public. We've got a project that's been 3 years in the making, and we're finally getting it to some finality. And this Friday at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a ribbon-cutting for the Buck Creek Dog Park. It will serve our community very, very well. And so we invite the public to come out and join us at that time. And as the day goes on, we're going to have some other things going on.
What kind of things going on out there, Roger? I know that we're going to have, basically they're talking about earlier, having some veterinarians out there to register some dogs and that type of thing. Can you tell us what people can expect to see out there in addition to
sure.
the park?
You bet. We are looking forward to offering some favors for those people that might, throughout the day, that want to bring their dogs out. We might have a doggy treat for them. We might have some other giveaways that people can take advantage of. But more importantly, I can't express enough thanks to the local vet clinics and the veterinarians that have been a part of this, and they are going to be offering shot clinics between the hours of noon and 1 o'clock. And then also in the evening from 4 to 6 o'clock. So if somebody is looking to get their dogs vaccinated, because that is one of the requirements to be able to use the dog park, is your dog must be vaccinated and have the tags visible to enter the dog park. And so the vets will be offering some specials. If somebody hasn't had their dog to a vet, they can access the veterinarians during those times. And so they'll be there to meet and greet and also provide a service and encourage people for responsible dog ownership and the health of their pets. Some other things that will be going on is we also have a table set up to receive people, and we want to encourage people to license their dogs. And we would like to have that available to them at their convenience, so when they come out to run their dogs, they should have their dog licensed. If they are not a resident of Atlantic, then we would like them to license their dog, but there's no fee for those folks because it's not a requirement if you live outside the city limits. But it also is important to know that if your dog is licensed, if for some reason it might get away or whatever, and it were found, the dog's licensed, they would get a phone call and tell them where their special pet is at. And so that's a real benefit to our community, and we want to encourage that as well.
All right, and Roger, you mentioned you're going to have some favors out there, some treats for the dogs. Any treats for the humans out there?
Well, I think we'll have some water because, again, it's going to be warm. We've gotten shade shelters put up. We'll have a couple tents set up and awnings to be able to sit underneath that and so we will have some goodies, hopefully, for the pet owners as well. But again, it's a dog park. We want the dogs to come out and enjoy and experience the new agility equipment that's been installed out there. And those are Eagle Scout projects that want to certainly recognize those young men also for their contribution to the dog park.
Certainly, Roger. And for folks that haven't been out to the dog park yet, tell us about some of the rules that they – I know you're going to post signs out there, or perhaps you already have, explaining the rules. But what are some of the basic rules that people need to know when they're going out there?
Well, the basic rules need to be that number one, their dogs need to be vaccinated again, hopefully with their tags hung around their necks on a collar, where it gives the confidence to the other pet owners out there that their dog is vaccinated and running around in the dog park with another vaccinated dog, so there's no risk of passage of any kind of disease and those kinds of things. The other thing that we want to make sure of is the dog park is divided into two different compartments. When you walk in the main compound, you have the choice of going left or right. Left is to the small dog park, and that's for pets that are dogs that are 30 pounds or less. And then to the right is for dogs, the large dog area, for 30 pounds or greater. And so you come in. You keep them on their leash when they walk in the initial compound, and then they go to the large dog area. If they fit that qualification, walk them inside the gate, close the gate behind them, and then they let them take the leash off, and then they can turn their dog loose and maybe throw the tennis ball or a frisbee, and we've had all those kinds of things going on out there. And to supervise their pet while they're there, it's an opportunity to just come, drop your dog off, go sit in your car and read your favorite novel while your dog's in there running loose. That's a place to exercise. It's a place to work on dog obedience. It's a place to also run your dog through. We've got an A ramp out there, up and over a ramp through an agility where there's some agility poles that you can go in and out of. There's a tunnel that they can go through, and we've got plans for some additional equipment to be installed down the road. So again, it's an exercise area for your dog. It's a controlled area, but the pets must be supervised. And one more important thing is that for anyone to bring their pet into the dog shelter, they must be 12 years old or older. And if you have an 8-year-old that has a pet, they're trying to train their pet, and we want you to bring them, but you must stay there. The adult must stay there with the 8-year-old to work with the pet and supervise the pet as well. So, again, the pets must be supervised. If you have a youngster, any 12 years or younger, they must be supervised by an adult while they're there, and the dogs must be supervised while they're in the impound.
All right.
So those are some of the basics, and it's basically common sense, and obviously we expect everyone, and everyone expects everyone else to clean up after their pets. And we do have dog waste stations in both sides of the dog park. And so we would ask you to, if your dog does its duty while it's there, we would ask you to do your duty, and that is to take one of the doggy bag waste bags and pick up after your dog to keep the place nice and healthy and clean for everyone else.
And, of course, that applies to, Roger, for the rest of the Shelburne Rec area. If your dog is walking around the lake with you on a leash, as required, and he happens to do his or her duty on the grass, you need to have that picked up as well.
That is correct. That is correct. And then, unfortunately, there are some people that think that if it's in a mowed area, it's okay for the dog to defecate in that area and that they don't have to pick it up. Well, that's not the case. You know, we would expect you, if it is in a mowed area, it's to be picked up, because that means that there is human traffic there too, even if it's off the trail. We would ask that you, you take care of that, and out of respect for other animals and also for other humans that are out there.
Obviously, I mean, that waste attracts flies, it attracts all sorts of insects, and not to mention the smell. People don't want to encounter that as they go around the lake or the various trails around the three lakes that we have out there.
That is correct. That is correct. And I appreciate you bringing that up, because that is again, a common sense pet ownership responsibility. And so we would ask people to try to keep the area nice and clean for everybody. And if you do your job, the expectation is for everyone else to do their job. And if you see someone that doesn't do that, it's okay to remind them.
You bet.
And if they choose not to, then ask them not to come back, because you want them you want to be able to use the place and not have to worry about everybody else's pet.
Sure. Well, Roger, can you touch on some of the future plans for the dog park? Do you have anything in the foreseeable future that you want to add to it? Or?
Yes, Rick. Right now we are, again, it's somewhat a work in progress, but we're at a point that we want to be sure and get it open and make sure everybody understands how it's to be used. One thing to be installed is we will have a parking area between the fence and Buck Creek Road with a driveway going down into it. It'll be a one-way coming down into it, and then it'll be go to the east, and then you'll be able to exit on the east. We have not gotten that parking lot in yet, and we plan to do so in the next week or next month to 6 weeks, as soon as we get to that point and have the equipment available to do that. And so we will be expanding and putting in a formal parking area for everyone right now. Again, due to the conditions, it's okay to drive down onto the grass and park down there. If it's really wet and soggy down there, then you can still park on Buck Creek Road, but you need to be very careful, obviously, and there's very little traffic out there because of Buck Creek Road Bridge being closed. is one way, and you can't go any beyond that. So there's very little traffic. So it's okay to park up on Buck Creek Road for now.
Okay, and Roger, too, let's talk a little bit about the event coming up on Friday, the grand opening, ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock. You've got lots of activities planned throughout the day. What time do you plan to shut things down over there as far as the activities are concerned?
The activities will be shut down at 6 o'clock, and we'll have somebody there at the park all day long. So we invite everybody to bring their dog, experience the dog park at any time during the day, and then we're trying to accommodate those people right after work on Friday to come on out between 4 and 6. There will be a shot clinic if you want to access any of the veterinarians. Both clinics will be there representing their businesses, so you can talk with them. And so, again, we want everybody to come on out and enjoy the dog park. And again, it's an off-leash dog park across the street at the Shilberg Recreation Area. That's an on-leash area, and we expect all dogs to be on leash at the Shilberg Recreation Area. And if you want to take your dog down to the end of the boat ramp down there and let them romp in the water, then by all means, let them do that. But let's get them back on the leash before they're up running around in the recreation area.
You bet. Well, Roger, we hope everyone has a doggone good time, right?
Hey, I agree. Thank you. And I hope it's doggone cool.